tobacco sales to underage customers have more than doubled in 4 years, according to new state data. It's Monday, November 20th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang, filling in for Alex Crow. Coming up, we hear from political party leaders about what they expect for next year's U.S. Senate race. And Wisconsin Democrats unveiled climate change legislation they say will boost the green energy economy. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Underage tobacco and vape sales are on the rise. Margaret Faust reports federal and state law are sending mixed messages.
Since federal law increased the legal age to buy tobacco to 21 in 2019, sales to underage customers have increased an average of 140%. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Gina Larson works for the agency's Tobacco Prevention and Control Program. She says she is disappointed in the numbers.
This is just such an important time in a young person's life, and these choices that they make are going to impact their health, their finances.
Larson says she'd like to see Wisconsin regulations match the federal minimum. Currently, state law sets the minimum age to buy cigarettes or tobacco products at 18. Legislative efforts to raise the state minimum have failed. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The author of Wisconsin's sweeping new reading law said that legislation could get an accompanying bill aimed at helping bilingual students. Parents and educators have raised concerns that the new law requires all children to be tested in English. For the state's 55,000 English learner students, advocates say it creates an unfair disadvantage. Republican State Representative Joel Kitchens said bilingual students will not be penalized if they don't pass the reading tests.
I mean, I think there are some things that might need to be clarified. And I think there is going to be a trailer bill, but there's nothing here that should really cause a problem for bilingual kids.
More than a dozen parents and educators testified at a Milwaukee school board meeting last week against the reading bill because of the testing requirement. Attorneys pushing for and against overturning Republican-drawn voting maps will present oral arguments tomorrow to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. As Rich Kramer reports, the case has big implications for the state's balance of political power.
The redistricting case centers on two constitutional questions. Do the maps approved by the court's conservative majority last year violate the requirement that districts be contiguous or physically connected? And did the court go too far when it enacted the maps even though they were vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers? UW-Madison Law Professor Robert Yablon says it will be interesting to see how the court approaches the boundaries issue.
It's a historically oriented argument. It looks to the original meaning of the Constitution and to 19th century practice. And so is it something that they will have any sympathy for or not?
Yablon also filed a brief with other scholars supporting the separation of powers claim. Democrats filing the lawsuit want new elections for all 132 state lawmakers next year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Legislative Democrats have introduced a package of 20 bills aimed at addressing climate change. The proposals include conservation training for farmers, funding energy efficiency upgrades to schools, and implementing a job training program in the alternative energy sector. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine said climate change is a crisis.
But we also have an opportunity to make life better for each other and the people who come after us by taking on this issue. Our lives and every generation from here on out will be affected by our changing climate, and it is time for us to do something about it.
Neubauer says no GOP lawmakers have signed onto the legislation. That will be necessary if any of the bills are going to survive in the Republican-led legislature. Over the next several years, GE Healthcare plans to move operations in Milwaukee and Wauwatosa to Waukesha. The change will affect about 1,000 workers. The company told employees last week it says the move will happen in waves over the next few years as it works to modernize its Waukesha facility. GE Healthcare plans to continue leasing its Wauwatosa location through the end of 2026. The company does not plan on selling its Tower Avenue building in Milwaukee, but those operations are expected to move to the Waukesha campus. A spokesperson says over half of GE Healthcare's 5,200 Wisconsin employees are already based in Waukesha. The company also has manufacturing facilities in the village of West Milwaukee and Madison. Leaders from both the state's political parties says there is still time for a major candidate to emerge and challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Robert DeAndrea has more on comparisons between the next election and another race 14 years ago.
In 2010, Senator Russ Feingold was viewed as a strong incumbent likely to win re-election. Then Republican Ron Johnson came along and won 52% of the vote. Johnson was a virtual unknown, but he was quickly embraced by Republicans that year. He was also able to partially self-finance his campaign. Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler told WPR that Democrats have to prepare for a similar possibility this year.
We saw Ron Johnson, a very wealthy business guy, run a campaign where he announced late in the game, ran a ton of ads that made it seem like he was a moderate, reasonable future senator, and then win.
State GOP Chair Brian Schimming also compared Baldwin's race to 2010. Schimming says there's still plenty of time for a GOP challenger to emerge. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Green Bay Packers won yesterday 23-20 against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Pack head to Detroit on Thanksgiving Day to play against the Lions. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were John Davis and Rob Menser. Catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.